New standards for treatment of Iraqis held by U.S. forces went into effect this weekend. The policy prohibits virtually all forms of coercive interrogation practices. A central command official said some requests for harsh treatment will still be considered, such as holding prisoners in solitary confinement for longer than 30 days, but that other appeals for waivers would be denied. The new interrogation policy comes after 2 weeks of disclosures of humiliation and abuse of Iraqis held at Abu Ghraib prison. This week, the first soldier to face court-martial on abuse charges goes on trial in Baghdad. Bush administration officials insist that the abuse was the result of actions by a few misguided troops and did not comply with instructions from commanders. But in the forthcoming issue of The New Yorker, writer Seymour M. Hersh reports that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld last year approved the use of Special Access Programs personnel for the interrogation of prisoners in Iraq. In a conversation late yesterday, Seymour Hersh described what are called SAPs.
Special access programs are the highest level of security. Often they're done for technical programs. We built a stealth airplane that way. The Predator, an unmanned plane, was built in a SAP. It's controlled in the Pentagon. It's completely in the black. And they simply were there to cut through all the bureaucracy. If you got a guy that looks bad somewhere in Indonesia, boom, no visas, no telling anybody, just into the country at night, grab the guy and go. And this unit, apparently, people tell me, had been very effective. And last fall, things got very bad in Iraq. We had the bombing of the UN, other bombings, the Jordanian embassy. People were getting killed. The insurgency was still there. And so there was a tremendous concern, not only about the future of the war, but also political concern. We can't have this go for another year. We've got to crunch the insurgency. So it was decided by the actual action officer was the intelligence czar, the undersecretary for intelligence in the Pentagon, a very conservative man named Stephen Cambone, very much a pro-war guy. Cambone had control of the classified SAP, and he authorized, with Rummy's approval, that some of these, this freewheeling group that was running around the world chasing stateless terrorism, would now be sent into Baghdad, into the prisons, including Abu Ghraib, and try and shake up the whole prisoner system. We weren't getting any information out of the prisoners. And the idea was to use coercion and sexual compromising. Nothing is more upsetting to an Arab man than to be photographed nude. And perhaps you could even convince some of these people that you would spread these photographs around the neighbors unless they did more than talk. Perhaps you could convince some people to go back into their communities and become our assets. Somewhere in this process, the SAP people worked themselves in. It's my understanding that some of the military intelligence people assigned in the prison system were also read into this very special program. So they diluted the program, and this caused an enormous stir inside the intelligence community. And once they began going with the kind of stuff they were doing, the sexual stuff, it got out of control. By the end of October, the CIA withdrew its people from the program in protest because it was so crazy.
This special access program, it was derived from practices that were used against al-Qaeda operatives in Afghanistan. Now, can these practices actually comply with the Geneva Conventions and the rules of war?
Oh, they're way off the board. We don't even know. And it's not only Afghanistan. This team had the capability to go anywhere. You know, just find them and grab them. I can say there are detention centers that we don't know about around the world that are used. And I've been told by people we have generated some very important intelligence out of it. But this is what triggers so much dismay. Why would you take a group like this that had been doing what it did without any problems, any notoriety, any betrayal of the secrecy, and put it into a static army situation where you can only run into trouble?
So the CIA was gathering intelligence in Iraq. The war in Iraq wasn't going very well. So the Pentagon decided to get involved with this operation?
No. The CIA was, the Pentagon was doing a lot of intelligence collection. Pentagon's always got military intelligence. What had happened is before the special access group, the SAP team was brought in, the generals running the war in General Ricardo Sanchez, Lieutenant General, they and General Abizay, the head of the command, the central command, the overall authority, they knew things were going bad. They knew the intelligence system wasn't working. They weren't getting what interrogations weren't delivering information. They asked the commanding general of the camp in Guantanamo, Major General Jeffrey Miller, to come in late summer. This would have been around August, September, and do his own study. We know about Miller's recommendation because of this wonderful report by General Antonio Taguba that made so much of a stir 2 weeks ago. Miller recommended that you turn the prison over to the military intelligence. You make it a Guantanamo. Once that recommendation was processed, they decided to really jack it up by bringing in this SAP team. And the SAP team would then come and with their special expertise, and sexual abuse and sexual humiliation is something that was brought in into this area. This was a whole concept. And that's the people that discussed this program with me, to a person, said the photos, most of those photos we saw were indeed posed, as some of those charged said. They were posed photos whose purpose was to accumulate blackmail material on men that the government thought, Iraqi Sunnis, Ba'athist Party members, that we thought we could extract more information from or put back into society as our agents.
To a certain extent, then, was the Defense Secretary trying to take control over some of this intelligence gathering in Iraq, take it from the CIA?
There's always been tremendous tension between the Donald Rumsfeld and the CIA. Rumsfeld's theory has always been he wants to be his own operator. He wants to operate his own intelligence. He wants to run his own clandestine operations. And one of the purposes of using the SAP that way and keeping control in the Pentagon is not to let the CIA, which normally do it, would have control. And so he's trying to build an operational base there. And that, of course, is very rankling to the CIA. And as you note, there, you know, obviously I talked to somebody senior there who was pretty scathing about the whole thing. He just, you know, amateur land.
The president and Secretary Rumsfeld have said that these abuses in the prisons have been carried out by a few called bad apples. Does your reporting bear that out?
No, categorically. This shows that it goes to a higher level. I'll tell you what else this story does. This is the Secretary of Defense and Mr. Cambone, both of whom went before Congress for the last 10 days or so and have been telling Congress not the whole story. So really the ball is being thrown by this story into the lap of the committees. Do they have the integrity and the stamina to go after and conduct an investigation? Will they do it? I don't know. But they certainly did not get complete testimony. It would have been impossible for Mr. Rumsfeld to convey the essential secrets in an unclassified hearing. But certainly, all of the thrust of his testimony and Cambone's and the general's was, this is just a bunch of few bad apples, as you said, the bad seed theory. And that also, I must tell you, has provoked some of the people that I talked to about who know about this program. The responsibility really rests in the view of the people I talked to, and this is clear in the article, with Rumsfeld and Cambone. Nobody's suggesting Rumsfeld, before this incident came to light, knew exactly what was going on. But certainly he understood what he had started and promulgated. And there's a great responsibility. And what you end up doing, of course, as always happens, certainly in my experience with the military in a big crisis like that, is the guy at the bottom end of the rung ends up, you know, the one that's whose photographs are being spread all over the newspapers and et cetera, et cetera. And you know, they, some of them, by the way, have said that they were posed, but that sort of gets lost in the who and cry.
New Yorker writer Seymour M. Hirsch, his article, The Gray Zone, How a Secret Pentagon Program Came to Abu Ghraib, appears in the forthcoming issue of the magazine. Thanks again for coming in.
Glad to be here.
In a statement on the Defense Department website, Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita labeled Seymour Hersh's story as outlandish, conspiratorial, and filled with error and anonymous conjecture. DeRita's statement said that the abuse evidenced in the videos and photos and any similar abuse that may come to light in any of the ongoing half-dozen investigations into this matter has no basis in any sanctioned program, training manual, instruction, or order in the Department of Defense. No responsible official of the Department of Defense approved any program that could conceivably have been intended to result in such abuses as witnessed in the recent photos and videos. The statement went on to state that Undersecretary Cambone has no responsibility, nor has he had any responsibility in the past, for detainee or interrogation programs in Afghanistan, Iraq, or anywhere else in the world.